When I first saw this story, I was like, oh man, this is something I wish I could have happen to me. It just sounded like, you know, amazing. But this is actually something very painful, and I don't think I'd wish upon anybody. There's a woman, young woman, 23-year-old Amanda, and she has lived with a problem for the past 10 years and says she has to beg her fiance, JoJo, for sex every day to relieve her symptoms.
Symptoms of what?
The condition is called persistent genital arousal disorder, or PGAD.
Oh my goodness.
And it causes pain in her legs and pelvis that's so bad and so, and she's unable to work and rarely leaves home. So she's pretty much like housebound.
Because she feels like she's always on the brink of the big O.
But it's like not like that good feeling, which you wouldn't
know
about.
It's like constantly feeling like you have to sneeze and not being able to sneeze.
I'm guessing so. It's something she holds in. She says it's not fun to be aroused all the time. It feels like you're about to, and then it never actually goes away. Her symptoms began when she was 13 years old, but she was not properly diagnosed until 6 years later.
Oh my gosh, at 13?
Yeah, here's some actual audio. Actually, listen to the part coming up where her mom talks about what the family thought of their daughter, like when she started becoming sexually active and they didn't realize the condition that she had.
PGAD is persistent genital arousal disorder. Feels like you're about to orgasm and then it never goes away.
Ugh.
So it's sharp pains all the way through your legs, all the way through your pelvic.
When she first became sexually active, she was having sex a lot. I didn't know what it was. My whole family thought that she was just...
Whoa!
The
Mom?
The whole family thought you were...
Oh my gosh, how awful.
They're like, oh, that's our daughter, 13, just sleeping with everybody. And like, no, like, Mom, like, I've got a problem here.
So she just constantly asking her fiancé to do it, or...?
Pretty much.
It affects our sex life quite tremendously, actually. You would think that you would just have sex and it would go away. It doesn't, and sometimes I will literally be crying, begging him just to have sex with me, just to relieve some of the pressure that I have down there.
Bless her heart.
Oh my gosh. Like I said, at first, I'm like, oh, I'd love to have that feeling all day long.
Yeah.
Hey, give me some of that. But it's painful. It hurts.
Does every guy have this disorder?
Every guy in Indy does, right?
Yeah, kidding. I wish. She currently takes 30 different types of medication to ease the pain of her condition and uses ice inserts to ease her pelvic swelling.
Holy crap, man. That is so sad. I hope they can come up with some kind of cure or something. That would just be absolutely terrible.
But could you imagine, you think you have something wrong with you? This case is kind of like a sexual thing, or like, you know, like involving an orgasm, and your family's like, Alex.
Maybe a lot of people,
you know,
have
she
this
is.
And they're being misdiagnosed as just sex addicts. That's, you know, possible.
But I mean, I don't think, because the sex, I don't know the exact thing with what a sex addict goes through, but the pain that she has constantly until it's taken care of, and I wonder if that's something, seriously, not joking around, if she could take care of that herself, because that would be a relief.
Well, that's what she's saying. She says even when you have a climax, then you're still not satisfied. It's just constant.
So you have to be with, like, okay, well, what if her fiance's out of town?
Yeah, dude, she's screwed.
There's got to be a fill-in man. Well, not really. If he's out of town, she's not getting screwed. Is there a fill-in guy then? Like, somebody says, like, look, this is my buddy. When I'm out of town, take care of my fiance.
It's like a sex nurse.
It's like, tag, MYK, you're in. Get over here now. Take care of this.
A bedside sex nurse.
Is that an actual job?
I mean, that for her, maybe they could create one.
Oh, I feel so bad for that lady. The worst part, though, is your whole family thinks you're just, like, trashy. Oh, gosh.